Good morning. It's Tuesday, September 30th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A government shutdown is once again on the horizon in Washington. Talks between President Donald Trump and Democratic leaders ended Monday night with no deal in sight. Vice President J.D. Vance blamed Democrats for refusing compromise, while Senate leader Chuck Schumer said very large differences remain. The standoff centers on healthcare subsidies and spending authority. Republicans want a short-term extension, while Democrats demand protection for low-income health insurance. The last shutdown under Trump stretched a record 35 days. With the midnight deadline fast approaching, both sides appear locked in a political game of chicken. Another news, a major payout from Silicon Valley. YouTube has agreed to a $24.5 million settlement with Donald Trump over his lawsuit challenging the suspension of his account after the January 6th Capitol riot. Alphabet, YouTube's parent company, will direct $22 million of the settlement to the Trust for the National Mall and another $2.5 million to groups tied to the case. The deal follows earlier settlements by Meta and X, signaling a softer tone toward Trump from big tech. YouTube says it will restore several banned accounts and highlighted the role of conservative voices on its platform around the world. In global news, President Trump has unveiled a 20-point peace plan for Gaza alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The deal calls for a ceasefire, the release of hostages, and humanitarian aid, while excluding Hamas from any role in governing. Leaders from the EU, Gulf states, and beyond welcomed the plan as a historic day for peace. Netanyahu, however, insisted Israel will finish the fight if Hamas refuses. The proposal leaves the door open for a future Palestinian state, though tensions remain high. Negotiations now hinge on Hamas's response in Doha. Another news, tragedy in Indonesia. A school building collapsed in East Java, killing three people and trapping dozens of students beneath the rubble. Officials say nearly 100 others are injured, with many in critical condition. Rescuers describe the scene as a pancake collapse with slabs of concrete stacked over narrow voids, complicating the search. The school was undergoing unpermitted construction when the structure gave way during prayers. Families have gathered outside, waiting anxiously for news. With unstable conditions and more lives at risk, emergency crews face a delicate and dangerous rescue operation. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.